Then the other love, the Christian love of agape, spiritual love, love thy neighbor as thyself. Again, it doesn't matter who the person is. I mean, it's your neighbor. You must have that kind of love. But the kind of seizure that comes from the meeting of the eyes, as they say in the troubadour tradition, and the purely personal, person-to-person thing, as far as I know, it originates as an ideal to be lived for with the troubadours.
You've said that what happened in the 12th and 13th centuries was one of the most important mutations of human feeling and spiritual consciousness, that a new way of experiencing love came to expression.
Yes.
And it was in opposition to that ecclesiastical despotism of the heart.
Yes.
Which required people, particularly young girls, barely out of adolescence, to marry whomever the church or their parents wanted them to marry.
That's right.
And what had this done to the passion of the heart?
Well, to say a word for the other before I do this,